It has been, it's been 12 years since the Mayor's Intern Fellows Program was started here in the city of Dallas. There are lots of matriculants to this, but it's really a remarkable, remarkable thing that gives a lot of kids an opportunity that otherwise they wouldn't give. They call it the Mayor's Intern Fellows Program because Mike Rawlins is the mayor of Dallas, and he oversees it. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It is one of the most inspiring things I get to do as mayor.
So the kids, refresh everybody's memory. So these are kids that are in high school, but they're in DISD, actually in Richardson ISD.
Or a charter, a public charter in Dallas. And they interview. They've got to kind of beat the other candidates out, be good in school, and beat the other candidates out. End up at a small business or a large business and work during the summer in a meaningful job, get a small hourly wage.
Give them $10 an hour.
It changes their life, okay? Because kids that go to Parkland and see operations or be a law firm or an investment firm, they start to learn things they didn't know that was there. And it really is not only professionally important, it's existentially important. I met a young girl over the holidays up in Colorado, and she grabbed me and she said, "Mayor Rawlings." And I said, "I didn't think anybody knew me up there." She says, "I was a mayor's intern program 8 years ago, and now I'm a lawyer." And she had gotten through the whole thing, and it was because of that I got with a law firm.
So that's the cool thing is that this has been around long enough now that they're coming. You can get some testimonials.
Oh, it's fabulous. Saw a young lady the other day that her mother went through a huge issue, I won't get personal, but I mean, if it wouldn't been for this, she said it probably wouldn't. She wouldn't be the lady that she is today, helping her through personal issues as well.
One of the reasons we want to talk about this right now is not so much to attract the kids, because you get a lot of kids that are lining up, but to attract businesses, because they have to make a commitment to hire the kid, to pay him $10 an hour at minimum,
right.
I guess, it's something, and really be a sponsor. How do you line these companies up and who are you looking for?
Well, first of all, just getting out and telling the story. We've got so many repeat folks, and businesses say to me all the time, "Mayor, how do we participate and make our city better?" This is such an easy thing to do. All they have to do is get on a website, mayorsinterns.org, fill out a form, and then show up at job fair and interview some of the best in Dallas. And then you're going to change their life, and they're going to change your organization's life, too. So we need small and mid-sized businesses, a tool and die shop, and to a investment group.
But, you know, we've seen, I've talked to jillions of CEOs who've been on here who talk about growing their own. Texas Instruments, one of the first outfits I ever heard would do this, would sponsor courses in school or give tuition back for somebody to complete a two-year course, but they were growing their own because they couldn't find them otherwise.
Yeah.
And this is one of the challenges we've had, or maybe this is one of the reasons Amazon walked away from us.
Well, there's no question that building educated a technology-based organization is important. But for me, this is about everybody participating in the growth that Dallas is having. I mean, we're in a great place. We should be high-fiving each other every day. The problem is not everybody participates. And by the way, it's going to run out if we don't have the farm club coming up, the farm team coming up. And this is a way to build that as a city.
I would guess it also give the kids some confidence, too. Maybe these are kids that have never been inside a major corporation, didn't know how it works. They're intimidated about a tire or whatever. I mean, this is a nurturing opportunity.
They learn how to show up on time, make sure that they look good, look people in the eye, shake their hands firmly. That's going to change their life, not only professionally, but how they interact with people. They go through a huge job training program. Highland Capital is sponsored that, and it is a...
So before they begin the work, the summer work,
they go through a training program. And I go and I lecture them, and I'm kind of a Dutch uncle to them a little bit and tell them what they've got to do. And slowly, it's great on job fair day because they look like $1 million. They're all sitting there, and you want every one of these kids to get a job. The sad news is we don't have enough businesses out there. We've got about 400 jobs. I'd love to have about 500. So you've got a lot of listeners. Tell them to sign up for this thing.
Yeah, I mean, so you're picking the numbers that I see are something like 1 out of 3.
Yep.
Like 1,100 qualify and less than 400 get the job.
That's exactly right. And they're all
good.
And
did you try to match them up?
Well, it's like a job fair, all right? Different organizations will say, I'd love to interview you, and I'm going to interview 5 people for this job, and they're going to say, I'd like to be in healthcare, or I'd like to be in logistics, and they get to choose. So it's a match.com sort of situation for jobs.
That's fabulous. Like I say, it's good that it's been around long enough now, too. So remind me again, so we're looking for businesses. The businesses go to
mayorsintern.org. It's very easy. There's a job fair. There's a job online form to sign up on. We'll get back with you, get you involved, and it will change your business, I'll tell you.
I think that's a great idea. It's a good way to go out of office.
It's the best part of it. Someone said, what's the best part of being mayor? And I say, working with these kids.
That's fabulous. Mike Rawlings has been mayor of the city of Dallas for 8 years. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.